And
Ardmore.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 62. It is officially spooky season. I mean, to me it was before, but it is officially spooky season now because it's September. And September starts with an S. And spooky season, those also start with an S. So therefore, it is spooky season time. And I don't care what anybody has to say about that. So, it's also September 6th babies' birthdays. And we're going to get to learn about you a little bit today from the birthday book. So, here we go.
Happy birthday!
September 6 people are complex characters whom others may find difficult to get to know well or understand. On the one hand, their natural sense of justice gives them sensitivity, particularly toward the less fortunate, and concern for the well-being of others. Yet, on the other, these are also strong-willed types whose force of conviction and independence of mind often belies their mild, somewhat stoic manner. However, their desire for intellectual autonomy and their orientation toward others are not necessarily incompatible. Indeed, those born on this day may combine these traits to great effect in their professional lives as doctors, lawyers, or social campaigners, for example. For above all, these individuals are compelled by the urge to bring about progressive advances that will benefit the wider world. They are usually unconcerned with attaining personal gains, especially if they were also born in the Chinese year of the dragon. And when engaged upon their quest, they draw their considerable resources of energy, determination, and integrity, as well as their strong organizational talents. Despite their interest in others and generally reluctantly assumed leadership qualities, September 6 people may sometimes appear to be somewhat solitary figures who prefer to follow their inquisitive instincts independently rather than allow themselves to be bound by the ties inherent in human relationships. Perhaps fearing that to do so would compromise their need for freedom. As in the case with their liaisons, with family and friends, when they eventually commit themselves to equal one-on-one partnerships, they typically demonstrate their innate capacity to be loyal, affectionate, and supportive. Their virtues are organized, adventurous, brave. Their vices are highly strung, remote, non-committal. So happy birthday again, you September 6th babies. And if you heard in there about the Chinese year of the dragon, this is kind of why I've been also talking about the Chinese zodiac. Because they are so roped into everything else. If you're born a certain year or whatever, you're more likely to be whatever. But I don't know, I find it interesting how everything ties together. And I hope you do too. And we're going to move on to stories.
This comes from RedPanda0009 on Reddit.
Back in college, I was hanging out with my friends one night, and I realized too late that there was no more public transport available. So, I asked one of my best friends to take me home on his scooter, since we didn't live too far away from each other. He agreed, so we decided to hang out longer with everyone and have a few drinks. Don't worry, everyone sobered up by the time we headed home. It has been more than a decade ago now, but from what I can remember, we took off at around 1 or 2 a.m. The roads were empty, and it was super quiet, so we chatted happily while we were on the road. We got to this area where there were no houses, only trees that were far apart from each other. So, if there were any people there, they would be very visible, even at 1 a.m., as the moonlight was bright enough that night. We were telling jokes and laughing out loud, partly to shake off the eerie quiet of the night, when suddenly, we heard a woman's laugh, loud enough that we both got quiet instantly. It sounded like it came from right behind me. Keep in mind that we were on a moving scooter on an isolated road at 2 a.m. We both got instant chills, and I immediately wanted to cry. I'm a scaredy cat, yet I love these stories. He quickly asked me, "Who was that?" I looked behind, and on both sides of the road, there was no one there. Not a single person, not even a stray dog. I looked up at the trees, because it was mostly coconut trees. So I looked to check to see if there was a person on top for some reason. But no. I laughed nervously and said to him, "You heard it too? There's no one around." We both agreed that it sounded like it came from right behind me. Fearing the worst, he drove faster until we got out of the isolated area. He still had to drive back on the same road after he had dropped me off, but he made sure to drive fast. Even more than a decade later, we remember that experience and bring it up from time to time as one of the creepiest, unexplained experiences we both have. First of all, I love the scooter. It reminds me of one of my cousins who drove around a scooter while he was up in college, so love that. Second of all, that is really freaking spooky to be sitting on a little scooter and hear somebody laugh. Because for one, you're not like in an enclosed car where, I don't know, it might feel a little bit safer, but you're kind of a little more vulnerable because you're out open in the elements. You're a little more screwed if someone were to come and get you. But when there's nobody there and you hear a laugh and you're in that vulnerable position, yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that at all. Maybe it was like a haunted part of the road or something. I mean, it was late at night, so who knows what creepy creepies are out there. But let me know if you've had an experience like this and your thoughts on this. And we're going to move on to the next story.
This comes from an anonymous writer.
I am not a big believer in the paranormal, but something weird has been going on at my home. Recently, I've been hearing voices coming from downstairs whilst no one is home. I'm the only one to hear them though, as my mother says she hasn't heard anything. The weirdest part though is I am hearing voices of my father, who doesn't live with us, as my parents are divorced. I honestly have no idea what's going on, and it is weirding me out that it is using his voice, especially because we have gotten a new home that he has never been to or in. There was a time when my parents were still together, and I was much younger, where they had a paranormal encounter. They told me that they had something that would mess with their electronics and make footprints. So, I am thinking that it followed us from that house to this one. Yet, there is one big difference. It hasn't messed with any electronics. And I'm just wondering if anyone can tell me something that could explain it or how to deal with it. If you're wondering, here's what it has said. "Come here, I need you for a minute," in a loud, aggressive tone. "What's wrong with you?" screamed in an aggressive tone. "Don't leave me here," in a more sad, upset tone. Okay, so that's not creepy or anything. Yes, it is. I mean, I've definitely heard voices in my day, but not just like full sentences like that. Like, come here, I need you for a minute, or what's wrong with you, or don't leave me here. Get out of here. That's what it needs to say. Well, that's what you need to say. It's just kind of bizarre, really. And the fact that it's happening to just this person and not their parent, it's kind of wild. And yeah, maybe it did follow them, or maybe it's a completely different spirit that's in this home. But my thought is it a skinwalker? If you can understand that, that's great. God, what else mimics other voices? If you know other spirits or creatures that mimic people, or I guess really anything, let me know, because this could potentially be sinister without being I don't know. It's interesting that it's mimicking this person's dad's voice, especially when their dad hasn't ever been to that house. So like, what the heck? But if you have any ideas, or if you've had a story like this, let me know. Or if you have any story at all, let me know. And I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.